Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Michalowicz is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps you know that name. Pretty good chance that you do, because he's been around. He's been a serial entrepreneur for a long time. I really should say a successful serial entrepreneur, because I know some serial entrepreneurs that never got it right. They just kept trying. But he's been successful, and he's now a CEO of Proventus Group. He's also the author of a book you probably heard about, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. Perhaps you've seen him on television as well. And now he's a guest on our show and a new member of our Brain Trust, Mike Michalowicz. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. I know recently you've been doing some talking and writing about the new generation of entrepreneurs, the millennials.
Yeah, because the millennials are kind of changing the face of the way entrepreneurship is done.
Let's make sure we have everybody on the same page. Folks, millennials are also called Gen Y. They're typically in their 20s and maybe early 30s, but typically in that range, and they're quite a bit different from the people that are just a little bit older than them, the Gen Xers, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, the Gen Xers and the Greatest Generation, you know, when we graduated college, it was all about get a job and do it. And now, actually, interestingly, there was a study by J2 Global that had a press release about this. Over 50% of millennials are leaving school to start their own business or with the intention to start their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the new paradigm.
They're graduating and doing this, or they're dropping out and doing this?
Both. Right? So Mark Zuckerberg, we're all like, oh, that's the way. Drop out of Harvard.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Well, yeah, Gates did it first, right?
Yeah, Gates did it. Steve Jobs did it.
Yeah.
So
but what do we need to know about the millennials? Number one, the two things, it seems to me, and I've been working on this for a long time, Mike. I've been covering this long enough that I was talking about Gen X when they were the kids. So that'll tell you how long I've been talking about generations and demographics. But to me, it seems the two things are, what do we know about millennials and how can we help them? What do you think?
Well, yeah, so millennials, they have an opportunity to break the rules, meaning when they go into an industry, they can change the whole way the industry operates. And the reason is because to start a business today costs nothing.
Right.
Like, I don't need to rent an office space. I can run it out of my apartment or my dorm room,
mm-hmm.
you know? I don't need to buy a phone system. I can use, like, eVoice. I don't have to buy all this equipment. It's all on the web. It's available.
Well, exactly. The thing is that I started my business from a room in my house, too. And I had a computer. But prior to that, you know, you had maybe an Underwood 5 typewriter or something like that. So now you can start a business with your smartphone.
Yeah,
You could do it from a park bench with your smartphone, Mike, for God's sake.
Yeah, and you know, there was an awesome case study. There was this website called Hot or Not. I don't know if you heard of this, but this came out about 5-6 years ago. And what they did was these two guys, these college guys, were arguing about a girl, like how pretty she was. And they said, hey, we can make this into a business. Over the weekend, they set up the entire system, the entire website to rate the way guys and girls looked, and they sold it for $20 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't I feel stupid, right?
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, and something I've been doing all my life, right? You know, guys look at women all their lives, right? And I never thought about making a living out of it.
Isn't that funny? Like they can introduce a whole new paradigm. And the thing is, if it doesn't work, the cost is so low. They did it with all virtual stuff, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And of course, they also have. Command of a lot of I'm going to call them utilities, but platforms, right? I mean, look at, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got YouTube. Some of my Brain Trust members don't even have their own website. If I say give us your website, they send me to a YouTube address.
Oh my God! And those things are so established; people find them on the web instantly.
They're not just websites. I mean, these are utilities now that anybody can use to your advantage. And so, I mean, we do that some here, but the young people have command of these things. And but how is this manifesting in terms of the way they operate in the marketplace? That's the question, right?
Yeah, well, what it means is you can start your business immediately. Like, I used to have to get a big computer and server to get my data stored there. Now I use Google Drive. I used to have a fax machine. Now I use eFax. Like, you can instantly get up and online. And what that means is first to market is usually the best to market. The first person that gets the word out. You can be first to market literally on the same day you have the idea. I mean, it's not always that way, but the infrastructure's there to do that.
Well, the other thing that's a little bit different about these kids is when you and I came up, or at least when I came up, the only thing you thought about were customers, right? Now there's something called a user that you can make a living off of. If you don't believe that, ask Arianna Huffington, right?
Yeah. You used to have to market and go seek customers out.
And they had to come into your store and buy and pick something up and take it with them, right?
I know. Now they find you on YouTube because you're putting great information out there. You got an amazing website. They're doing business with you. You got your 1-800 number there. They're clicking. They got a professional virtual phone system. I mean, they come to you now.
But in terms of the economy, think about how much different in terms of adding value. If you think about the invisible hand. You know, if you think about Adam Smith's Invisible Hand, where you and I do more for society, not intending to, just in the normal course of our business, than if we actually intended to. When you and I start a business, when you started your business, some of your businesses, Mike, you know, you created jobs, you bought desks, you rented offices, you know, trucks rolled and things like that. This new invisible hand of the young generation is a lot different, isn't it? It's not as dynamic, and it doesn't churn. It seems to me like the traditional marketplace. What do you think?
Well, it churns in a different way. So when I started my business, Jim, it was my town I was affecting. I was employing people from my town. A millennial starts a business, they're employing people, you know, across the country, sometimes across the globe. So. The global economy, because of the millennials, is becoming integrated. I start a business in the U.S. I may have a partner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And so we have to appreciate that. And it's coming the other way, too, by the way. Someone starts a business in the Ukraine, they're hiring someone right out of Alabama. I mean, that's just how it's working.
Oh, yeah, no, I have a contractor that does some technology work for me. And he asked me, he wanted me to interview somebody to work with him who was from Romania.
There you go.
I turned it down, though. There's too many bad guys hanging out in Romania. Sorry, Romania. I mean, I didn't want that. Mike, give us a website, please.
MikeTheCalowicz.com.
All right, so it's MichaelOwicz. You didn't think I could get that in, did you? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Mike.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.